You're listening to SBS News.
This is for the record. Nita and four of my grandchildren are burnt and shot up. Right on the road out of Lamorta.
That's the sound of an unidentified man inspecting a burnt-out, bullet-ridden vehicle which was apparently carrying a number of the victims of the massacre. The video was posted on social media after gunmen killed nine people in northern Mexico in the bloodiest attack on Americans in years. All of the victims were from the LeBaron family, members of a breakaway Mormon community that settled in northern Mexico decades ago. A relative of the victims, Taylor Langford, is calling on United States authorities to do more.
They need to step in and protect their citizens. Helpless families are being innocently killed down there.
These are U.S. citizens.
It's not just got caught in gunfire in the wrong place at the wrong time. This is a whole new level of cartel violence.
Another relative, Julian LeBaron, gave a detailed account of the attacks for Mexican radio station El Heraldo. He says a group of three mothers and their 14 children set off from a small town in Sorona State for Chihuahua. It's believed the daylight attack was carried out by a drug cartel which ambushed one of the vehicles, killing Renita Miller and her four children, including her two babies. The other two cars, Mr. LeBaron says, were ambushed in a second attack in which Dawna Ray Langford and Christina Langford Johnson were killed, along with two of Ray Langford's children, aged 4 and 6. US President Donald Trump tweeted an offer to send in the US Army.
A wonderful family and friends from Utah got caught between two vicious drug cartels who were shooting at each other, with the result being many great American people killed, including young children and some missing. If Mexico needs or requests help in cleaning out these monsters, the United States stands willing and able to get involved and do the job quickly and effectively. The great new president of Mexico has made this a big issue, but the cartels have become so large and powerful that you sometimes need an army to defeat an army.
Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, says he will speak to President Trump, but not to accept any offers of help.
Entonces voy a hablar con el presidente Trump para agradecerle su apoyo.
I'll speak with President Trump to thank him for his support and to see if, in cooperation agreements, there's the possibility of getting help in cases where it's necessary and under the framework of the prevailing international legality of bilateral agreements. So we'd request that support that we very much appreciate. I don't think we need the intervention of a foreign government to deal with these cases.
Sorona State is being fought over by two rival gangs, La Linea, which has links to the larger Juarez cartel, and Los Chapos. Mexico has unleashed its military in a war on drug cartels since 2006, but despite the arrests or killings of leading traffickers, the campaign has not succeeded in reducing drug violence. In fact, it has led to more killings as criminal groups fight among themselves. The government has registered more than 250,000 homicides in the last dozen years, most of them related to the drug war. Mexico's security minister has suggested these killings could be a case of mistaken identity, and US Senator Mitt Romney says he would be surprised if the killings were targeted.
The briefings I have haven't suggested a motive, and so I really don't have an answer on that. I'd be surprised if it was a targeting, frankly. I think it's much more likely to be something associated with the business of the cartels, but I don't think we'll know until a full investigation is carried out.
The LeBaron community has been targeted by cartels in the past. In 2009, Eric LeBaron was kidnapped for ransom. It wasn't paid as the community thought it would encourage future kidnappings. Eric LeBaron was eventually released without a ransom being paid, but months later his brother Benjamin, who led the campaign for Eric's release, was beaten to death and his brother-in-law also killed. Julian LeBaron told El Heraldo that the family had recently received threats. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.